A woman president? Is that what you didn't want to see?
I was actually really behind Carly Fiorina when she was running. And I'd love to see Ivanka Trump run in 2020. That would be awesome. She'd be a really good president. But this is, yeah, that's actually a lot of people's response when you're like, I didn't want Hillary Clinton.
That was Chris Miller, a junior at Carmel High School.
If you're like, actually, I don't like Hillary Clinton, they're immediately like, oh, you just don't like a strong woman. No, my mom's a strong woman. Like, I'm all for women leadership. You need women to lead, not Hillary Clinton.
As you can tell, Chris is more politically opinionated than the typical high school student.
I'm Caroline Heil.
I'm Thea Nicolau, and you're listening to I Am.
This episode, we talked to people who were more politically minded than the average high school student, or at least more outspoken about it.
Both parties make me really mad a lot of times, and I just have a set, like, idea in my head of how people should be treated, how things should be done. What's awesome about America is you can believe whatever you want. So I think is a huge part of the problem today is everyone takes other people's beliefs too personally. You know, you just don't talk about it at work or like school. If you don't want to get harassed, don't talk about it. If you do want to get harassed, talk about it. There are specific people who will talk about their views a lot, and then I'll open up a dialogue with them. And usually it ends in fighting. Cough, cough, Sasha.
I would say that I'm a left-leaning centrist.
Sasha Matsuki, also a junior at Carmel High School.
Chris is definitely, in my opinion, more educated on the economic side of politics, which I'm not as strong in, so I think that's where a lot of our discrepancies come in. People are not a huge fan of the fact that I'm the head of the pro-choice club, or Teens with a Choice. Not a huge fan of me being particularly vocal about that. I'm not in a position where I want to, like, genuinely argue with people. That's never my goal. But there have been moments where people just, like, generally, like, disdainfully, like, look at me because I'm the head of, you know, the abortion club. Like, I think even though that is generally a very narrow-minded way of, like, looking at all of my politics, I do accept the fact that there are a lot of people who feel that that is the most important thing about what I believe. Carmel does tend to be more conservative, so there are a lot of oftentimes people who, if I ever voice any of my ideas, they want to talk about them, which is perfectly fine. Like, I'm completely open to that. I don't want to be ever want to be one of those people who's just completely entrenched in their own views and unable to speak to anybody else.
I'm a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican in that order. So my faith is going to come first. Because of my faith, I believe what I believe, which is conservative viewpoints. Conservative viewpoints at the current time line up with the Republican Party.
I strongly disagree with a lot of his beliefs, and I don't think that's a necessarily a bad thing. I think that's one of the things that makes America a really interesting place, is that, you know, I can disagree with him on any number of things, but we can still coexist in the same area.
Despite their different beliefs, a middle ground or coexisting was pretty important to both of their viewpoints.
Hey, there's a specific way that everyone should be treated, and whatever you can do to best treat as many people as you can that way is probably the right thing to do.
Do you tend to gravitate towards people who share the same beliefs as you?
I do. I think that's just human nature, personally. We like to hear reflections of our own opinions, but also I do really try to, you know, forcefully put myself out of this kind of concept of like a bubble that where all of the political views are the same, because like I said before, I want to be able to have discussions with other people and know and recognize that, you know, I'm not the only one in the world who believes this or that.
Both sides have good points, both sides have bad points. It's not the people that are flawed, it's the party.
So I actually went to a Republicans club, I think, about 2 weeks ago, which was actually a very good experience. I got into a really intense discussion with a group of kids about poverty being a choice or poverty being, you know, a manifestation of a larger system and things like that. So it was a generally very good and productive discussion, even though there were some moments where, you know, I had people, like, scorn me.
on a large scale, compromise was still important to both Chris and Sasha.
At Washington, D.C., discussing beliefs across the aisle, and I think that is really important to recognize that, you know, the more that we attempt to reach out and discuss with people the things that we believe in, no matter how much they disagree with us, the better off we'll be.
There are better ways to do stuff than protest, because you'll have protesters standing on one side of Indy and anti-protesters on the other side. They just yell at each other and they're both dug in, and that's not going to get you anywhere. If you want to make change, there are different ways you can do it other than standing with a bullhorn telling people that what they believe is wrong. You're never going to convince them that what they believe is wrong. You can come to a middle ground and, like, compromise with both of your views, but that never happens in a protest. I don't know, man. I'm a free spirit. I go with what I feel is right.
This has been I Am.
For more audio like this, visit whj.com.